Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This is Picture This. We've got Ryan, Owen, Cliff and Jimmy.
Hello.
How's it going?
Congratulations on your new album.
Thanks so much.
How does it feel now that it's out? People can listen to it.
Scary and exciting. Yeah. And all every emotion in between. I find it terrifying when the album first comes out. It's actually so scary because...
But why? Like, I mean, you've had now, this is what, album number four?
Four, yeah.
So... Three times you've been through this. Three times it's been unbelievably well received. I mean, there's a pattern emerging, right? You don't need to be nervous.
I know. It just doesn't get any easier. Like, I don't know. I think it's because I care about it so much. Like, and we all do. Just care about the songs so much. And have this album particularly is the longest we've ever spent making an album by far. Like, we spent 3 years on this album before. Usually it's like a year in between. So it's like so much... blood, sweat and tears has gone into this, so it's like extra meaningful this time.
Yeah, and Jimmy, people talk about the difficult second album. The reason they talk about that is because you have your whole career built up to the point where you get signed and do your first album. That could be a year, that could be 5 years, could be 10 years. And then your second album is, right, the first one's going well, write a new album now, immediately. And you have no time to do anything. So when you're on album number four, and you're, as Ryan mentioned, you're taking more time. Is that an elective decision that you guys have said, we want to take time and do this, or is it just circumstance?
I think at the very, very beginning, we didn't decide that. But as time went on, we kind of made a clear plan to really take as much time as possible to make the best album we possibly could. Some of it was guided influence from our manager to just, you know, take more time and more time. And it was actually really nice to do that. I think we haven't really done that properly, where we really refine who we want to be and how we want to sound. And this time we actually did do that. And I think you can hear it in this album. It's the most pictureless album that we could have made. It sounds very like when we were young and starting off and kind of everything was exciting. And I think after the pandemic, we kind of had that because everyone kind of had a reset. And that's what happened with us. Our whole lives kind of got reset and it felt like we had to start all over again. And this album is kind of our first album of the new picture this.
Am I right in thinking that you guys had the opportunity to, in the studio, to have separate rooms, but you all put your beds together? Like a big boy sleepover?
Yeah, so there was like, how many? There was like four or five rooms upstairs in the studio, which was cool because you live in the studio then, so you can record all day. But yeah, there was one room and it had two small single beds, but we were like, I get we can fit all four beds in here. But my bed was right, like it was a dormer. So my bed was, by the end of it, I was like touching the ceiling. If I was just, if I woke up in a shock or something and I kind of stood up, I would have smacked my head. Yeah, I was literally like that. And but it was great. It was cool.
Are any of you snorers or anything? I mean, was anyone like...
Well, I was about to, that's why I'm Jimmy laughing to myself snores. Here because I can snore, but I talk a lot.
Oh, sleep
and
talk.
Then Cliff has some crazy routines.
I don't know what you're talking mention. About.
Can I just say one thing that Jimmy did?
Go on. Okay.
I was awake for some reason. Everybody else was asleep. I woke up and it was just silence in the room. And everyone was asleep. And I've heard people sleep talk before. I've heard Jimmy sleep talk a lot before. And usually it's, you know, it's like scattered. It's like weird. But Jimmy just in the calmest voice ever, in the middle of the night, just went M. Night Shyamalan. just like that. It was so weird. It freaked me out. It was so weird. That was it.
I mean, it's quite a scary thing to say. He's a man who's built his career on terrorizing, you know, cinema goers.
It was so calm the way he said it.
So random.
It was so weird.
I don't know why Shyamalan. I would do that.
It was crazy.
Cliff's not getting away with the comment that Jimmy made, though, about nighttime routines.
I've got this, and I don't know why I do it, but ever since I was a child, and maybe it was when I was a kid, I was like rocked to sleep.
Okay.
But no one knows this really now. Yeah. But like, so this is a big day for me. This has taken me so long to get to this stage to admit it. But
exclusive.
But for some reason, I don't know I'm doing it. But I'm rocking when I'm asleep.
When and you're actually going to sleep, when you're actually asleep.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until we started sharing hotel rooms. So me and Jimmy bunk up together.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really believe him, but then every time I do it, he records a video of me doing this.
We need to send a video to Today FM.
It's insane. Maybe if there is someone listening who's a specialist in this kind of thing, you can call in and see if Cliff can fix it, because I'm so sick of waking up from Cliff rocking in the bed. And I'll tell you, Cliff does some wild things. I remember one morning his alarm was going off and I woke up and Cliff was standing on his bed trying to push the fire alarm on the ceiling. He was sleep like, oh, it's
fantastic. Right, well,
entertaining.
Circus.
Entertaining.
Parked car conversations. Yes. We've spoken about this for a while because the title was out there Ryan, probably when you were a guest on the show back in September, I think, just after I started, and you talked about the album title and how it meant so much.
Yeah.
So talk us through the theme of the record and how it's not a concept album. Maybe it is in a little way, but like talk me through that kind of whole, the meaning of Parked Car Conversations and what it transfers to on the record.
It was something, the genesis of that title was, it came to me one day, I don't know, I sound like that sounded so, it came to me, it came through me one day, and I just wrote it down, and then myself and Jimmy were actually, we rented an Airbnb in Tipperary, which we do sometimes just to go and write music, and I had that title, and it was actually a song that I wanted to write about my friendship with Jimmy, because I'd always wanted to write a song about that, because it's so meaningful in my life and in the band's life. And we wrote Parked Car Conversations together, and it was, we quite quickly, once the song was finished, were like, this would be an incredible name for like an album, an era, a kind of the next chapter of the band. And it's really just, the song itself is about our friendship and how we would like just sit in the car outside my house when the band was starting and just talk for hours on end and just kind of forget what time it was, and he would just like talk about life and where we want to be. And as we were doing that, I kind of discovered that I've done that so much in my life with people, with friends, and I've had breakups and makeups in cars and all sorts of things. And the more we talk about it as well, the more I realize that it's obviously a very worldly thing. Everybody kind of has
just
those.
About to say, I can remember so many scenarios which are parked car conversations with mates or lovers or whatever.
Yeah, totally. So everyone can relate, which I wasn't sure of at the time. But it's also in a weird way very specific to where we're from. Being from a rural town, everybody drives because there's no real public transport. Mm. You're not in a big city, so everybody has cars from a young age. So you kind of become an adult sitting in cars and having these conversations and getting up to all sorts in cars.
Yeah, it would be less believable if your album was titled like Underground Train Station Conversations.
Exactly.
Like, in a tie, really? Where's that? That's where the metro money went. I get it. Right, lads, the quickfire round. Now, Ryan, you've done this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you my new question, the quickfire round, and then you other three are getting the quickfire round questions. Yeah. So, Ryan, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'd say there's two things I'm currently obsessed with. One is yoga.
Yoga?
Yes. I've meditated for a long time but never did yoga. But I've recently gotten into it and loved it. And the other thing is Northern Soul dancing. I go to Northern Soul nights.
No way.
And dance the night away and I love it.
Well, do you know, the guy who makes all the whoosh, whoosh sounds for Today FM is Paul Duffy, the biggest Northern Soul dancer you've ever come across. He's been going for decades.
Wow.
And he like plans his holidays going, I'm going to wherever to do this thing, and then dancing for two nights out. And every time we have a work night out, we get to a point where everyone goes, Duffy, Duffy. And he's the most unbelievable dancer you've ever seen.
That's so, cool.
There you go. That's nice. Okay, I'm going to go for the next one is you, Owen. Who's the most famous person in your phone? You must have a Jonas brother in your phone.
I don't actually, no.
No.
I have Niall Horan's phone number.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's literally the most famous Irish person alive. So go with that next time someone asks you that question. Cliff, think back to when you were about 8 years old. What national school were you in? Second class?
What, the name of the school?
Yeah.
Green Road in Carlow.
Well, this isn't the question, but Green Road in Carlow. When you were in Green Road in Carlow, did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
I did. It was a sandwich with cheese and ham and apple. And I think a penguin.
What?
You nerd.
an apple in school.
I'm a nerd for eating an apple, Ryan.
An apple, come on.
What did you get in school?
Chocolate spread sandwiches, man.
Oh. I actually wasn't allowed chocolate. My parents were quite strict with sugar.
Okay, so did you get a little treat ever, though?
But so, actually, a penguin. Vitamin tablet as well.
A vitamin tablet?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. Are you 40 years old going to school?
Yeah, yeah. And then,
so, like, hang on, a little effervescent thing? Or like a little swallower?
It was like, you'd just chew it.
Okay. My kids get them. Yeah, a little multivitamin thing.
And a penguin bar as well.
Well, so there's your chocolate treat.
Yeah, but like not excessive amounts.
Right.
And no fizzy drinks. Water only. So.
And how about now? Do you fizzy drink now?
As much as I can. I was
making up for it.
I never got it as a child. So.
Although I'm looking at Owen and Ryan here, I've got two bottles of Coke Zero and a packet of Meanies. And
the water.
You've got the water, Cliff, but Jimmy's got the Rock Shandy.
Rock Shandy. Incredible.
Outstanding. Right. And my final question I ask Jimmy to all my guests, I'm going to ask you today, is I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you?
Yes.
Ryan doesn't.
I don't.
Well, like do you mean
physically?
Like, do you rub your hands on your legs?
No, well, then I don't. No. I let the water run
down. Yeah, that means you don't wash your legs. Not that you, like, keep your legs out of the water. No. I just mean you don't actively scrub your legs.
No, I just stand in the shower and just think about stuff. Let the water just cleanse me.
Think about Cliff rocking in the bed or trying to cleanse yourself from that. Lads, thank you so much for coming in. Best luck with the album. Best luck with the tour.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.